News Talk 1620 WTAW. A more than $8 million expansion and renovation of College Station's public library could be finished by the middle of 2019. That's close to 11 years after voters approved the project and the bond issue. Update was given during a special meeting yesterday of the College Station City Council. Introduction made by Assistant Public Works Director Emily Fisher.
Part of a presentation back in August with the renderings for the expansion for the Ringer Library. Our architect has made some changes to those, so I just want to run them by you and get some feedback. This is what I brought back in August. We were basically matching the existing brick, adding some cast stone and other elements. That's another view. The direction was to take some elements from the gateway marker that we had just completed and incorporate that into the library's exterior. So this is the rendering of the gateway marker, which everyone's seen, and this is an actual photograph of it. So took this all back to the architect, and this is what they brought back. Kept a lot of the elements that they had before, but did switch out the brick color. This is just a Acme brick color. It's called Burgundy. I've got samples of it if anybody wants to see. It's the same brick that's in the gateway marker. So this is the west side. As you see, this side did not really change. There was no brick in this section. We're keeping the same elements. And then I've got an elevation kind of from the southwest side. There is that transition in the south side where we go from the new brick to the old brick.
Bids for the more than $8 million expansion were supposed to have been received last month. Once the council awards a contract, construction will take up to a year and a half to complete. First of the council members to offer comments and questions from yesterday's College Station City Council special meeting, James Benham.
The font point on the font face on the lettering used, I would also like to see that conform to the gateway sign. So if you go back to the gateway sign, please, you'll notice that you're using a different font face.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we have a both a bold and italicized, but off the same font face, and I'd like to see a common font face used across our city facilities.
Again, you're listening to comments from a special meeting of the College Station City Council yesterday regarding the upcoming construction of an expanded public library. Next question came from Councilwoman Blanche Brick.
Maybe also working in the star, because we have it on our insignia. If you could work that in, the star. It's on this.
Yep. There. Okay. The star accents that she's talking about, you could actually bring those out in the columns on the entry.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see how they could thematically bring that out and put that either in each column or in just the entry columns, because it may be a little visually busy to put it on all of them. But
of course, this is just my own personal view of what's good and what's not. And I know it may not be a major problem, but I wish we had the ability to get rid of the parachute roof there.
Is there any way to do a pitched roof on the entry?
To do something that doesn't look like a parachute coming down.
Well, that roof is the spine of the building, so it's not just the entrance. It runs
the length of the building.
So that would be a significant change.
Okay. Yeah, I figured that wouldn't be an easy thing to redo, but
here we're talking about modifying an existing building to these new standards, and there has to be some give and take here.
I understand.
When you're talking about construction of a brand new building, then you can start from scratch.
Next speaker, College Station Mayor Carl Mooney.
I know there's some limitations as to what you can do with an artist's rendering such as this. The concern I have is that it's, at least in this picture, I think, it's difficult to read that it's the Larry J. Ringer Library. And maybe some other, as the font has changed, maybe some other type of more contrastive material would be needed.
Also offering comments on the future expansion of the College Station Public Library, which voters approved in a bond issue in 2008. Current city manager Kelly Templin.
Forgive me, I'm trying to remember. I haven't taken my kids to the library since they were much smaller, but there's a freestanding sign there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Sign is actually in the way of the expansion.
That's right. I thought it was coming up. Is the sign part of the construction process so we can reclad the sign?
As of right now, we are not replacing that freestanding sign.
That's my question. I'd be interested in getting a cost estimate on the replacement of the sign so it can match the city entry sign and this structure.
And are you talking about the sign at the back?
No,
on the side.
No, on the side.
On the side.
To the left.
Along 2818 there.
Again, this is a good opportunity for us to get this right. You could do a channel lit sign, Mayor, but I mean, there's a lot of things you could do. But if we have a really good signage on the road, it might not matter as much.
Anything else, Council? Mr. Rectrick.
A last comment. Can we change the brick from burgundy to maroon?
I think Acme set that name.
Yeah.
It's actually called Blend 137. So if we just want to stick with 137.
Yeah, stick with 137,
okay.
Please. Yes.
Maroon 137.
Maroon 137.
Again, comments from a special meeting of the College Station City Council yesterday regarding the future expansion at the public library, something that was approved by voters in a 2008 bond issue. More than $8 million expansion, more than 12,000 square feet being added, along with renovating the existing public library building that will include a larger children's area and program space. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.